Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you. The show and tell on your screen right now is a beautiful wooded lake in northern Minnesota. If you look closer at the beautiful wooded lake, you'll see that it is an abandoned iron mine pit. That lake was about a mile east of my house for about 5 years. And that lake was formed by removing 300 million tons of iron ore over the course of 84 years. The active mine pit to the south of that lake looks like the surface of the moon, just piles of rock everywhere. This did as well until about 40-some years ago, when mining was finally suspended at that particular site. And that mine pit filled up with water, and the trees grew back, and it became this thing of a certain kind of beauty. The Iron Range in northern Minnesota is covered with that kind of beauty, with the scars that are left by humans being healed by nature, not erased, but transformed as they are healed. Our scripture readings in the season following Easter are reflecting on Jesus' resurrection appearances, and he has wounds as well. Will you join me in a prayer for illumination? Lord, dwell with us. Open the scriptures to us to make us wise. Tell us the good news of resurrection and set our hearts on fire with your Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's scripture reading comes from Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 43. Two of Jesus' disciples have just moved from the town of Emmaus to rejoin the rest of the disciples in Jerusalem so that they can tell them that they have seen Jesus alive again. The reading begins. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. It really wouldn't be the Easter season if there weren't technical glitches that we are continuing to make work, that we are bringing forward into the life of the congregation. We know that some of the most breathtaking beauty in life can be those places where something did not work and then comes back into working again. We know that some of the most breathtaking beauty in life can come from those healed scars. That mine pit in northern Minnesota looked the way that Crater Lake in Oregon did 7,000 years ago. Even the glory of the Grand Canyon was formed through damage from erosion. We know that humans are uniquely capable of leaving scars behind us. With Earth Day coming up this week, we notice the scars on the environment that we are part of. Scars that may be measured in megatons of ore extracted, in gigatons of carbon dioxide dumped into the atmosphere, in pounds of litter tossed along the Knowles Greenway Trail, where our youth group did cleanup this last Wednesday evening. And we recognize the scars that we leave on other humans. Those other humans who survive, like Caron Nazario or Jim Smith's colleagues in the Iowa State Patrol. And we recognize the scars on those who do not survive. Adam Toledo, Dante Wright, George Floyd, Jim Smith, Dia Coffey. We recognize scars in Indianapolis and Knoxville, Memphis, Rock Hill, Boulder, Atlanta, the list goes on. And we name those because it's hard to see the resurrection if we don't know what death is. It's hard to see the resurrection if we don't know what death is. There's no healing without pain. There's no hope without lament. We recognize those scars because they are part of a truth behind the great beauty of life. Korean-American theologian Christine Hong notes that her family's beloved cultural foods came from the period of dramatic scarcity and deprivation in post-war Korea. We recognize the ways that Black and Brown, Asian and Indigenous cultures in the United States glow through and despite the history of relentless violence against those communities. In our own lives, we know that our most tragic events lead to strength and even joy in the long run. And we know that healing in no way justifies the hurt. The stories of resurrection can't be told in the midst of pain. They have to be told in the past tense, when a person can claim for themselves what they have experienced and the way that life has overcome death. Jesus claims the story of his resurrection for himself again today. He enters the story just when he is ready. While the disciples are comparing notes on resurrection appearances, Jesus arrives. Predictably, it is maybe easier to discuss the resurrection in the abstract. Everyone can confidently say, "Oh yes, the Lord has risen indeed," until the Lord actually shows up. That's true about Christianity more generally. It's the hard part. The hard part is not belief. The hard part is acting faithfully toward real human beings, the real human beings that Jesus calls us to love. It's no accident that Jesus shows up hungry. If the resurrection means anything, it means a community that feeds hungry strangers when they show up. Because the resurrection means that even the hungry and the lost, the wounded, and even the dead belong among the living. One of the powerful pieces of the Easter stories for me is that Jesus keeps showing people his scars, not to revel in pain and self-pity, but to show us what new life means. Jesus' resurrection doesn't mean putting everything back just the way it was. It's not about ignoring sorrows or pretending that they are somehow for the best. Resurrection is not about escaping from death. It's about life's victory over death. The new creation is not about spirits escaping from the body. It's about eating and drinking and sharing the good things of life with each other. Christ's life is about a healing that's not limited by our wounds, that embraces and transforms our wounds, in fact. Christ's life is about a healing that knows our pains and our scars and wraps them in life again. Jesus' resurrection arrives with wounded feet and it pronounces healing. In resurrection, Jesus faces a violent death and declares peace. He absorbs our sin and continues to live for righteousness in the world. We live the resurrection when we heal and feed and embrace life right here with us. When our youth group goes to pack meals or to clean up a walking trail, we live the resurrection when we face the powers of injustice in the world and insist on righteousness anyway, especially on behalf of those who are most deeply wounded. We live the resurrection when we live for the wholeness God intends for the world. Friends, the good news is that Christ is risen. We are at peace in ways that we may not yet know. God intends to make our lives whole again. God's healing power is lodged in every cell, in every atom. God will create us again. God may not take away our wounds. God may not give us the healing that we wanted or expected, but God will be faithful. God always has been. Even in the deepest darkness, even when death has swallowed us up, God is present and active and able to transform these scars into something new. Thanks be to God. Amen. And now, a moment for mission. We lift up a piece of Covenant's mission today, celebrating that Covenant's youth have adopted a trail through the West Des Moines Parks and Recreation Department. They did their first trail cleanup this last Wednesday, April 14th, in anticipation of Earth Day. They cleaned up trash and litter along the stretch of the Knowles Greenway Trail from Ashworth Road to 50th Street, the area right around Crossroads Park and Crossroads Elementary School. They will continue with ongoing cleanup, coordinated by our youth and with help from others requested on occasion. We are so grateful for our youth reaching out to serve our community and to lift up the well-being of our planet in this way.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.